Harry looked at her, and the new feeling of pity intensified rather painfully. "That's no reason for them to take your things," he said flatly. "Do you want help finding them?"
"Oh, no," she said, smiling at him. "They'll come back. They always do in the end. It was just that I wanted to pack tonight, anyway. Why aren't you at the feast?"
Harry shrugged. "Just didn't feel like it."
"No,"
said Luna, observing him with those oddly misty, protuberant eyes.
"I don't suppose you do. That man the Death Eaters killed was your godfather, wasn't he? Ginny told me."
Harry nodded curtly, but found that for some reason he did not mind Luna talking about Sirius. He had just remembered that she too could see Thestrals. "Have you," he began, "I mean, who, has anyone you've known ever died?"
"Yes,"
said Luna simply.
"My mother. She was a quite extraordinary witch, you know, but she did like to experiment, and one of her spells went rather badly wrong one day. I was 9.
"I'm sorry," Harry mumbled.
"Yes, it was rather horrible,"
said Luna conversationally.
"I still feel very sad about it sometimes, but I've still got Dad. And anyway, it's not as though I'll never see Mum again, is it?"
"Isn't it?" said Harry uncertainly. She shook her head in disbelief.
"Oh, come on. You heard them just behind the veil, didn't you?"
"You mean..."
"In that room with the archway. They were just lurking out of sight, that's all. You heard them?"
They looked at each other. Luna was smiling slightly. Harry did not know what to say or to think. Luna believed so many extraordinary things, yet he had been sure he had heard voices behind the veil too. "Are you sure you don't want me to help you look for your stuff?" he said.
"Oh, no," said Luna. "No, I think I'll just go down and have some pudding and wait for it all to turn up. It always does in the end. Well, have a nice holiday, Harry."
"Yeah, yeah, you too." She walked away from him, and as he watched her go, he found that the terrible weight in his stomach seemed to have lessened slightly. The journey home on the Hogwarts Express next day was eventful in several ways. Firstly, Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle, who had clearly been waiting all week for the opportunity to strike without teacher witnesses, attempted to ambush Harry halfway down the train as he made his way back from the toilet. The attack might have succeeded had it not been for the fact that they unwittingly chose to stage the attack right outside a compartment full of DA members, who saw what was happening through the glass and rose as one to rush to Harry's aid. By the time Ernie McMillan, Hannah Abbott, Susan Bones, Justin Finch-Fletchley, Anthony Goldstein, and Terry Boot had finished using a wide variety of the hexes and jinxes Harry had taught them, Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle resembled nothing so much as 3 gigantic slugs squeezed into Hogwarts uniforms, as Harry, Ernie, and Justin hoisted them into the luggage rack and left them there to ooze.
"I must say I'm looking forward to seeing Malfoy's mother's face when he gets off the train," said Ernie, with some satisfaction, as he watched Malfoy squirm above him.
Ernie had never quite got over the indignity of Malfoy docking points from Hufflepuff during his brief spell as a member of the Inquisitorial squad.
"Goyle's mum'll be really pleased, though," said Ron, who had come to investigate the source of the commotion. "He's loads better looking now. Anyway, Harry, the food trolley's just stopped if you want anything."
Harry thanked the others and accompanied Ron back to their compartment, where he bought a large pile of cauldron cakes and pumpkin pasties. Hermione was reading the Daily Prophet again, Ginny was doing a quiz in the Quibbler, and Neville was stroking his Mimbulus Mimbletonia, which had grown a great deal over the year and now made odd crooning noises when touched. Harry and Ron whiled away most of the journey playing wizard chess, while Hermione read out snippets from the Prophet. It was now full of articles about how to repel Dementors, attempts by the Ministry to track down Death Eaters, and hysterical letters claiming that the writer had seen Lord Voldemort walking past their house that very morning.
"It hasn't really started yet," sighed Hermione gloomily, folding up the newspaper again. but it won't be long now.
Hey, Harry,
said Ron, nodding toward the glass window onto the corridor.